That's the Emmy. And those are People's Choice Award.
Months after ABC fired Roseanne Barr for a racist tweet, her show returns to air tonight as The Conners, without Roseanne.
There were tens of thousands of people outside waiting to come in. The Washington Post put a picture of an empty arena and they put a caption, "Mr. President, not a very good crowd, is it?" I didn't even land for 4.5 hours later. Now, did they fire that reporter? No. Right? And look what happened to Roseanne. Did they fire Roseanne? Yes.
Well, I was at my mom's house in Salt Lake, and, you know, I was very happy, and, you know, my show was number one after 20 years to come back and be number one, and not just be number one, but 28 million people watched it. So I was in a happy place. And anyway, so I went to bed and I woke up at 2:11 and tweeted that tweet. And then I went back to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, it was all over the news. And I was like, uh-oh. And it was characterized as racist, which just made my stomach fall to my feet. And then the network called and said, "What possible excuse can you have for something you've done which is unforgivable?" And some other word that I can't remember. And then I said, I'd be happy to go on all the ABC shows and explain it and apologize. But they said no, I wasn't allowed to do that. Not too long after that, my mom was watching TV and saw that it was canceled. And that was just the beginning. This was the Eleanor Roosevelt Freedom of Speech Award, ironically. That's the Emmy. And those are People's Choice Awards. We cleaned all my awards and grouped them for you. I want to get the Nobel Peace Prize or a Tony. I don't keep in touch with anyone on the show. I've been removed from the process of my life's work. It's like the worst thing they could have possibly done to me was to fire me from my own show and let other people write my life story. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to condemn it or say anything bad about it either. I'm just moving on from it. Because I've always been a go-getter, and now I'm I don't know what I am. Here's my mess, my big mess. You know, now that I have extra time, I really want to redo all my files and my pictures, you know, get them all in order. So that's what I've been working on. So I'm back to what I always did, which is try to get my pictures and my files together. I need a lot of organization. I'm bad at that. I've got a lot of time for real life stuff. Like just going for a walk with my mom and having an ice cream cone. Stuff like that. Waiting in lines. I've really been sleeping a lot, like probably 17 hours a day. Started smoking. Very bad move. There's a backstory to everybody who creates something. You know, the pain of living life and the things you may have gone through to, you know, create that joke or that situation or that family. And they knew that I had, you know, everybody knows that I have struggled with mental health issues. And I was struggling at that time as well. I was impaired and stupid and mistaken and wrong. And for that, I apologized. My whole life I've been under punches, not just my career. My life, yeah, I've been under punches forever. I've been called every name in the book for, you know, since the first time I stepped on stage and before that. And, you know, I don't let words hurt me. What other people say, I don't let it hurt me because that's about the person who's saying it, not about me. I'm not what they think I am. And I know that. I know who I am. And, you know, they're wrong.
Put that joint. I can't even give you nothing, bro.
Is the Chinese store open?
I don't know. Spin up. I don't know. How you doing, man? That shit crazy, bro.
What you mean it's crazy?
Niggas out here looting, rioting. Uh-huh. Niggas fucking up all the sneaker stores.
Niggas is popped in the press.
Niggas is popped in the press. Yes, you know yes. Mean? I think they closed, bro.
Oh, what you expect if niggas is popped in the niggas press?
I was talking to my man the other day, right? Yeah. And we was on the topic of sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He like, man, I ain't spending no more than $100 on a pair of sneakers. And I'm like, you trying to go to another store? Or?
Yeah, I go to another store.
I'm like, bro, how would you expect to buy a decent pair of kicks for $100 and you ain't trying to pay no more than $100? This was like a couple weeks ago. So I see this nigga today. He like, yeah, man, I was out there.
So what you expect?
I was cracking the fuck up, bro.
What you expect?
Right. I know. But you know what? Man, I tell you what, bro. If people just made better choices, what I mean by better choices, bro,
it ain't that
hard to pick up a skill, bro, to learn something. Plumbing, electrician, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. Niggas is popped, though.
Right, but niggas don't want to learn nothing, so they ain't got to be popped, bro. It's a choice.
But you got discrimination, too, like the world you in.
Right,
they ain't hiring but so many black people. You know what I mean, too?
Bruh. But what I'm saying is, when you good, they can't deny you.
True.
When you good, they can't deny you.
They can give you hell while you working there, though.
They can, but it ain't going... Bruh. You got to be tough in your fucking mind. Bruh, I know. It's just a lot of shit, a lot of people over here. I wasn't trying to park. I ain't getting out.
No, I was going in the store. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's going to be happening. It's going to be fucked up.
You got a mask, bro?
No, there's a million people.
Niggas just came from rioting and looting.
I mean, if your people's poor, you're going to be rioting and looting. The whole point is to get rich. But if you ain't going to get rich, then you gonna fit the cycle. You got to get rich, man. My bad, I'm coming right here. I'm out to leave.
And that pot.
All right, man, I'm out to be off. I'm coming to go. What's up with you?
You got that one?
Yes.
That's it?
I don't know. How much these?
No.
Look at them. Good look.
Number 78. Who got number 78? Okay, I don't
have a quarter. Look at some for a quarter. You got some candy? Hit my phone up. Chillin'. I got some gas too. Yeah, but if you ain't, basically, they don't go fuck about them poor people. You gotta get some type of generational wealth for your family.
Right, but bro, it gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, but you got it. It's easy though. Mm-hmm. But like, you see how we be talking? They don't talk like that.
No, they don't.
They gonna be fall victim.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? The game is what we be talking. But if you don't, you know what I mean?
What the fuck are you doing?
You doing too much.
You about to get beat the fuck up. What the fuck is you doing?
He don't want to go nowhere. You be drawing like.
Yo, who the fuck is Bull? You about to get dome tap, bro.
Dome tap.
The fuck is you doing? You out here playing the fuck around. Yeah. Like a nigga won't blow your fucking brains out. Stop playing, bro. I'm not fucking playing with niggas out here, bro. I'm dead serious. I'm not playing with niggas out here, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
Niggas be on that shit.
Niggas be on some nut shit. Nigga, what is you doing?
Yeah. Niggas definitely be on turkey time.
She right in front the fucking deli, nigga. Right in your dumbass fucking car. Like, what the fuck was that, bro?
Extra shit,
right? Like.
Extra shit.
Like I said, nigga come scrape you up off the fucking ground.
Yeah, niggas do be drawn. But like I said, you got to learn that it's about families, man. Like, the people that got the money ain't worrying about that because them niggas got bread forever. They right. don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
They can do whatever they want
to
do.
Yeah, but they not going to get to the people like, all right, we tearing all this up. My man put me on some real game shit. Like, you know when they be like, all right, I'm going out to the Hamptons and shit and all that. There's another part of the Hamptons
that you
can't get over unless you go there on a boat. Where all the niggas with the money at.
Oh, shit. Where 50 I mean? Probably be at.
You can't get over there,
yeah,
so.
Bro, I'm getting home, bro. Niggas is out here fucking retarded with this driving, yo.
So what I'm saying is, like, them niggas who really run shit, like, you can't really get to them for real, anyway. Because it's sectioned off.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit you told me, like, they not going up there where you said the boy got that big-ass crib at. So he one of them boys with the bread, so it ain't going to affect him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all, like, fucking up the pork. Y'all fucking up in the poor people.
Yeah, area. But they got insurance on all that, so.
Right. And you know what the funny shit. So, all right. They destroyed all. They fucking all that shit up. The only thing that's going to happen is the rich people taxes is not going to go up. But our shit is.
Yeah, but. I mean, they got them niggas all against each other.
Yeah, for sure. They got niggas in the protesting, like, really against the protesting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They doing
it. But at the end of the day, like, the people that run it ain't gonna get affected because they got decoy tactics.
Yeah, for real. You right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all that don't mean nothing because you not getting out the way the niggas who running it at.
You right. Definitely
if you gonna go crazy in the rich people neighborhoods where they got them $4.5 billion cribs, fuck them up.
Yep, that's what my wife said. She was like, "How come they messing up in their own where they live at?
They fucking up downtown. Don't get it confused. Niggas still came up with rollies and took shit, but at the end of the day, you gotta kill the leaders. You gotta kill the mayors. You gotta blow out them niggas' brains who need to be blown out.
The niggas who's making the law, bro.
Like, if you ain't killing no presidents and you ain't killing no governors, you ain't shooting no police chiefs, they brains not getting knocked out, then they not gonna listen.
Nah.
Like, once you start knocking niggas' brains out, they count. They like, hold up.
They mean business.
Yeah, like, they not just breaking shit up, they killing the niggas who, like, got to say so. I mean, you killing judges and shit like that. They're like, hold up.
You know what I mean? They killing elected officials.
Yeah, you start killing officials, then you saying something, like, you know what I mean? But then again, they blowing up precincts, so they did make a move.
Yeah, they did. That was a big move. That was a big move. They said they vacated that joint because they knew that shit was coming.
Yeah.
They firebombed that joint. They firebombed another precinct, too.
Oh, they making moves.
Yeah, they making moves, bro.
Oh, they firebombing them precincts, then niggas going, they going to have to change something.
Yeah, they going, something, bro.
Because now it ain't even just black people, it's white people with them.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? That's because niggas was locked in on the coronavirus.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Niggas want to get out the house.
Niggas ain't got nothing to lose, no money. Nobody got nothing to lose. Niggas fucked up.
Right. They made it that way.
You know
Trump.
What I'm saying?
They niggas wanted Celebrity Apprentice as the fucking president.
I don't think it was Trump's fault.
Bro, the coronavirus, not the virus itself, but the spread of it, bro.
We gotta blame China though. I think China threw the booby trap in there.
China's the cause of it, bro. But what I'm saying is, if the nigga didn't ignore what was happening in the other countries and shut our borders down so niggas couldn't come in, especially from fucking China, we would have been all right.
But how you know he found out a nick of time? You don't know.
Bruh.
You don't know.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Fuck that. Nigga. In November of 2019, I remember seeing BBC, and they were spraying the shit down in China. And they said that the people in China are on lockdown because of a virus. They didn't give it a name yet, but it was because of a virus. Bruh, my wife, her stepdad, his wife is Chinese. They go to China. He was in China in November. He didn't come back until fucking March, bro. He was on lockdown.
What if China did it as a nuclear war weapon? Should we kill him?
We should.
That should be the real deal. Like, niggas should be, like, we racing with each other and choking black people out. China done did more damage
than anything.
Than anything. And they sit back laughing, and they really laughing. So it's over.
Because, now you talking my language, it's bro. It's over. And then, like I said, with all of the looting and shit, it gives them more of an incentive to raise the prices on fucking everything, bro.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
they gonna get theirs back.
They gonna get theirs back. So what about then some?
Is the mayor gonna open it up the governor gonna open it up for Pennsylvania on the 4th?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's the question.
That's a good question because
he gonna push that shit back another.
He might have to, depending on how fucked up the city is, bro.
Yeah,
real rare because a lot of businesses got fucked up. We ain't just gonna say the sneaker stores. A lot of shit got fucked up. A lot.
So what are you gonna do? We open it up?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think
not
so.
Not to November? You might just shut the whole year down.
Bro, the whole year been canceled, bro.
Been canceled.
The whole year been canceled,
so what's 2021 going to do?
I don't know.
They're
going to
put their thing down 2021. They're going to discipline niggas.
Or
they're going to spread. They're going to turn that virus up. They're going to turn the virus up.
Or they might do what we were saying that they was going to do for years with that New World Order shit.
Oh, they're going to definitely do
and
that.
And try to form that one government,
but I think
currency,
they're
going to
do this. They're going to take that virus and put that shit on max. It's going to be Covert 20. Covert 20. I'm telling you, niggas going to be... Hey, niggas say, oh, niggas trying to come outside. They're going to put this shit going to... Niggas be dying in a day. Like, boom. Like, boom. You're like, damn. They're going to have niggas really in shit.
All the niggas that was out there... all niggas that was out there with no mask on, they definitely...
Watch.
They done.
It's going to be like... They second plan, like, all right, they want to get out of line. They want to get wild. Covert 20. Niggas drop dead crazy. Niggas be like, oh, shit, we need the government. They're going to be obedient then.
Yeah.
Covert 20.
The government going to be like, nah.
Because listen, if we really want to, they want to put out pressure, like, all right, niggas thinking caveman. They got germ warfare. They got HARP. That's really, all right, we're going to really put the germ warfare on them.
Yeah, chemical warfare.
We're going to put that on them and have them all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Now it's going to be like, you can't come outside unless you got like a doctor's note.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Put the real pressure on them. Niggas be fucked up. Like, damn. Like, you know what I mean? You see niggas in the street just drop dead from the joint. Covert 20. Like, it ain't even no pass mask. Like,
yeah,
niggas
facts.
Really fucked up.
Facts. I don't know if they'll do that.
They going
to. So what you're saying is you think that the COVID was man-made? They made it in the lab?
They made it.
They made it in the lab?
Either we got to go to war with China to redeem ourselves because... Only way we can get back if we cut China off, we go to war with China, or they start a new currency, a new everything, and they can start the mark of the beast. Because now, only thing they can do for the follow-ups plan, too, is a super-duper virus that had niggas fucked up and can't come out.
That just whack everybody.
Because they could come out and niggas functions, and man, a virus, this shit went crazy. So this shit gonna go even crazier. So they got a plan. They definitely got a plan for niggas. They in the huddle right now. Believe that. They definitely in a huddle. They gonna fix niggas one way or another. Believe that.
But I mean, bro, they don't necessarily need us. They need enough of us.
Oh, they gonna discipline the humans.
To keep shit going, bro.
No, they gonna discipline niggas now. Like niggas got too crazy. They start, all right, they saying there's no order. You know what I mean? They burning down. Watch what I'm saying. They burn down police departments. All right, they gonna come with a crazy virus, Covert 20. They gonna be balled up on the corner like shrimp. They like, oh shit, we need some type of vaccine. Now it's gonna be a mandatory for that vaccine. I'm telling you,
it's gonna be a check for that vaccine.
Yes, it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They gonna be offering $100,000 for that.
They gotta restore the order. They gotta restore the fair. Now they got no fear. You know what I'm saying? So how they going to discipline them? What you think?
Mm-hmm.
Got to be disciplined, because if they don't respect respect the army and the military.
They respecting them. Dumb niggas is fucking people up, bro. Yeah, they fucking people up. What I'm saying, like, if me and you, well, I don't know about Philly. Well, actually, you know what? If me and you try to drive downtown right now, mm-hmm. a cop is going to pull us over and fuck us up and arrest us, bro, just on the strength that we out past curfew.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm saying? Like, they letting niggas do certain shit, bro. They are. Even the firebombing of the police vehicles. For the first time in my life, I'm actually thinking that the police understand. But they still have to enforce their order. At the end of the day, they still got a job to do. And if you fucking out there, curfew 9 o'clock, you still out there bullshitting around, running around, ha ha ha, fuck the police. Right, ha ha, fuck the police. Then what the fuck you expect going to happen to you, bro? I don't like the cops. Don't get it twisted. And I don't condone none of the shit that they do. Pulling people out their car, fucking niggas up. You like, damn, bro, it's like five of y'all on one person. Yeah. Come the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? So
what they gonna do about the rebellion?
Man, they can do. Nigga, you got cops walking in protest, bro. I ain't never see that shit before. I've never seen a sheriff put his shit down and say, I'm sorry. How can we help you? Can I walk with you? And the fucking people shocked and say yes. And the sheriff was walking with his with his guys marching, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
is the system fucked up?
The system been fucked up, bro. There's something wrong with a system that won't arrest a cop for killing somebody, but will arrest the people for protesting against injustice. You know what I'm saying?
There's a problem. What's happening in North Korea?
No.
Wow.
Because they would have killed everybody, bro. This is the beauty of America, though. This is the beauty of this country, though, bro. Because North Korea can. China can. They was protesting in China because they didn't want to become... Hong Kong didn't want to be underneath China. Hong Kong...
How long did that last?
Bro, it didn't last long because the COVID-19 virus came about. And that's what I think happened. China was trying to control fucking China.
China don't give a fuck. They go to the extreme for power and control.
Yes. They wanted Hong Kong to be underneath them. So that way they're no more independent Hong Kong.
Did they get it done?
They did. I guess so. They did, because they was out there. If you pay, you got to pay attention to world news. They was before this COVID-19 shit kicked off, they were protesting in Hong Kong to China because they didn't want Hong Kong to be a part of China. Okay? Hong Kong wanted to maintain their independence.
What about Russia? Would this go down to Russia?
No.
Wow.
Because Russia's a communist too. Like when Putin won his election, motherfuckers couldn't even be out on the street. They was arresting people for sitting outside in the cafe, bro. Mm-hmm. So in other countries, you can't do this. You can't protest. There's nothing. Once they make them fucking laws, that's it. You feel me?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In some of them countries that's communist, they got health care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They pay the government, take care of the people.
Yeah.
Here, government don't take care of shit.
You fucked?
You fucked. Only the best place to really be is Canada, bro.
It's the neutral zone?
That's the neutral zone. But Canada got its shit too, but it's not nowhere near as bad as America, Europe, and other countries. For real, bro, the black man is one of the most hated men in the world, in the universe.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. You can't, bro. I can't even.
They know something they got in history books or something?
They don't. I mean, they know that we're a strong people, bro. And they don't like us, bro. The Chinese, the fucking Indian, the white.
Why? Because we can take their bitches?
That too. That too. And I mean, when we fuck their bitches, the babies come out fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
They do. I seen an ugly black dude fuck with a white John that was okay looking, and their baby was cute as shit. I was like, damn. Oh, shit. So, it's definitely a war, though. I can tell you that much. And white supremacy plays a big part in the police force and
the law. What they trying to enforce if they got everything already?
They're trying to keep us keep people oppressed.
For what?
That's how you keep your power, bro. That's how you keep your power. But in order for you to keep your power, somebody has to be oppressed. That's fact, bro. Any king, any ruler, if you look throughout the history books, anybody that was a king, a president, a prime minister, they had their selection of people who were rich, and then you had everybody else that was fucking poor, that was oppressed.
That's how the game go down here on Earth?
That's how the game, I guess so, bro. And I mean, does it have to be that way?
I mean, what's the nature of this planet, though? Because the nature of this planet is a violent planet. You can't be a royal leader unless you got them type of traits.
True. That's true. That is true. I mean,
the nature of the planet, like, everything on this joint is kill, rebuild. Even the plants. They got plants that eat mice. They got carnivorous plants. So everything on this earth is like, eat something, kill something.
Yeah, it's a cycle, bro. Yeah. It's a cycle. Somebody has to be oppressed in order for there to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? You have to fail before you make progress. That's just how it go. I don't know if that's the rules of this life or if that's what it has intended to be, but
this planet,
that's the way that it seemed, bro. And I mean, I think about it like this. If there ever was life on another planet, we can't afford it. If that shit is more advanced than us, we can't fuck with that. Because what do we like to do? We like to conquer and dominate shit. And if that shit more intelligent than we are, we fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not gonna come here and be like, oh, wow, y'all civilization is nice. It's gonna fuck this shit up to take over, wipe us out, so they can bring their species here. That's how
they're non-violent. What if they playing it not like that?
Oh no, they playing it like that.
That's
how the universe is, bro. I don't know if that was God's intention, but that's just how
the universe is. Or is it a God?
I think it is. It is.
Is he on our side or not?
He is.
Or like he could give out raw deals at the dice game.
Probably.
Is what he want?
Probably.
He just joke behind all this?
Nah, but you know what? You got to understand too. Even he always liked the sacrifice. He always, back in them long time days, people would sacrifice humans, bro.
What about the deal? He gives certain humans good deals or bad deals? It's up to him?
I guess so. I mean,
what he like?
I guess so. I mean, one thing I can say is I like my deal a little bit because I like the time that I'm living in. You ever think about that?
Oh, yeah.
You ever think about
that? But everybody going to like the time, no matter what time it is.
No, not everybody. Let's go back 50 years. Black people wasn't liking that time.
Yeah.
What? Nigga, we couldn't be sitting here 52 years ago.
Double park.
Just sitting here. No. Nigga, me and you couldn't even walk down the street in certain neighborhoods, bro. I mean, we still really can't. But at the same time, we can walk it down a block in the Northeast. You know what I'm saying? We can walk down a block in Cheltenham. You know what I'm saying? We can. But
what you think God deal for you is?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I just gotta wait and see,
So when you gotta only say you like the deal when you're 39 years old, how it turned out?
Yeah, when I'm on my deathbed. When I'm about to die. Looking back at my life, like, okay, yeah. And hopefully I get a chance to look back at my shit.
You get back and look at your life, you're gonna say, was it all worth it? You come back as you again?
Yeah, absolutely. I won't come back, nothing else, nobody else. I would come back as me, bro. I would do some shit differently if I could, but I would definitely come back as me.
So you think, what's the end story for you?
What, I mean, man.
The bag, the lifestyle.
No, not even that, bro. Just leaving shit for my next generation. For real.
You have the Lex Luger, you have the total package, the nice looking gym wife, and all that with it.
I mean, I would like to. I would like to that before I close my eyes. Yeah. Fucking right. Before I close my eyes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
The Jim Vixen.
All the way.
Who got a good deal? I think what you call mom got a good deal. Jada Pinkett mom. Mm-hmm. Her deal crazy.
That's what I'm saying though. She made her deal. You got to make your deals in this life, bro. You just can't be like, I mean, you just can't pray on it or, you know, ask God or Allah for it and think that you're going to receive it. You have to ask him for it, but you also got to work towards it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put the seeds in the ground. So that way, you know, you pray that your crops grow good, mm-hmm. not just, you know, sprout up for the season. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want your shit to grow, flourish, thrive. You know what I'm saying? So you can eat as long as you need to. Mm-hmm. And if you need to be able to eat as long as you need to. So when you die, your kids, your niece, whatever.
But how you set that up if you ain't got the business brain?
I don't know, bro. I mean, you gotta put in the work though. I mean, you gotta seek the knowledge. You gotta seek the knowledge. What I'm saying is you gotta seek the knowledge to learn how to do the work. You just can't be like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and don't have a starting point. You got to start somewhere. Just saying
your wife going to get it done or her time? Her best days is behind us.
I don't think
so. Is her best days behind us?
No. I mean, I ain't going to say her best days are behind us.
No, I'm saying she ain't about to hit 50. So what's after you, like, can she still, like, get a man of your stature or higher?
Probably could. I mean, I don't know about my, like...
I'm saying the whole package.
I don't think so. No, it'd be an older dude that got money.
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it'd be an older dude that got money.
See, that's the key goal. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a certain Hollywood lifestyle. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got an even package. Nice looking husband, nice looking wife, nice looking kid.
Right.
You know
right.
With the bread. That's hard.
It ain't hard.
No, I'm saying everybody ain't going to have that deal.
No, everybody ain't going to be even. It ain't going to be even.
Wife with bread, nice looking you, nice looking. Looking for bread. That's a good deal to me. It's balance. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Will and Jada Joe Deesa. She got a couple dollars. She got a show. You know what I mean? Will got more, but she nice looking.
He
ain't a bad looking ball pause the whole world. That's a good deal. I want an even deal. Like, you know I mean? Even on bread, even on looks. I'm cool. I rock out with that. It gotta be decent. Though, like, it gotta be fair, like, you know what I'm saying, with the gym effort, man.
Yeah,
cause I think we get a lot of bitches, but they ain't about the pussy. Like, a lot of these bitches is hitting for
they
me.
Hit, bro. They hit. I went to the gas station and the light skinned joint walked in. She was tough, but then I looked at the stomach and the ass and I was like, ew. I'm
they
like,
be yo. It be like soggy booty. Like, I get some joints, they booties be soggy or they be kind of chubby or they be fat. It's like, you gonna get a nice, they face would be cute, a body would be half decent, but it'd be like an older woman body, even if they got mm-hmm. no kids, they don't eat right.
Like if my wife had worked out, bro,
she'd
like,
be bad.
Yo, if she just took that initiative, bro. Oh, my God.
But they ain't raised in it, though. Right. I like one of them gym bitches that's, like, possessed with it. You know what I mean? Because even if we go through all our arguments and shit like Jersey and you, we do fall out. But you still don't want to come back and hit that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it's about to me. Because you're going to get some ass, you can get some pussy. But ain't too many bitches you can hit for 10 years straight that still look the same.
Right.
You got to be realistic, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, but that's why, like, go back to what you're saying. Like, for real, for me, when it's all said and done, my bitch going to have to be... younger than me. Like, a lot younger than me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, I probably had a gray, you know what I mean? A little gray, but I'm going to still look like, damn, like.
Like Benzino, right, Benzino 53.
Right, I ain't going to look
he
like that.
Up.
Right, what I'm saying? Bitches,
he ripped up,
right,
though.
Right, what I'm saying? I want bitches to look at me like, damn.
You got what I'm saying? Peter Guns and them. Them niggas, old heads, they half a century. Mm-hmm. Them niggas is half a 100 years old, but. They still got the young boy swag. Like,
mm-hmm.
on some real shit, Peter Guns and them laid a good blueprint because I'm going to keep it real, though. Love or not, if I'm physically fit and can blend in with them young boys and I look kind of decent, I'm going to fuck with a badass young girl. I'm gonna pull a Ronnie DeVoe. You know, Ronnie DeVoe like 54. Mm-hmm. His bitch 35.
Right.
Y'all gonna keep it real. And you, right. I see with the rest of them new additions, boy, they look kind of soggy.
Right.
Bobby and all them look kind of soggy. Right. I'm gonna keep it real. So like, you can imagine he look like he ain't smoking, like, drink, and do nothing real crazy. Like, and he was always skinny. Like, he wasn't the pretty boy in the front of the joint. It was Ralph Tresvant. And at the end, now he the best looking boy. They look crazy. And like, I'm going to keep it real. Paul's no homo. They look crazy. They wasn't taking care of themselves. That's what I'm saying. If I get to that level, I'm going to pull a Ronnie DeVoe, because ain't no real reason to fuck. Like, even what you say to Wendy Williams, like, if them bitches not gym rats, they going to be fucked.
They going to be fucked. That's why Wendy had the bread, but look at who her husband, left her, and you know what I mean, cheated on her for a younger John with a nice body.
Wendy ain't, them bitches don't be active like that. Wendy, that's why I said, hit, bro. The only bitches that survive, Angela Bassett, J-Lo, mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett, is them gym bitches. I'm gonna keep it real. If you ain't no bitches, is the shit, everything goes even playing field up to 40. You know what I'm saying? Up to 40, that money shit, you gotta be a vicious gym rat, diet eating bitch.
Yep.
Cause I'll be looking at Lisa Ray look nasty now. She got she got a chicken neck.
She hit.
And I'm mad at her for that. Hit. You was too bad.
You was too bad to fall off like that.
You know what I'm saying?
You was too bad to fall off like that.
Like, you know what
God
I'm saying?
Damn it, Lisa Ray. I'm heartbroken that you told me that shit.
Yo.
I thought she was
bad, man.
I thought she was all right.
No, you got to go to YouTube on your phone. She be on this little internet talk, John. You see the wrinkles all in her neck.
Yeah.
Cheeks sagging, got the double chin. Like, she wasn't no gym bitch.
She done, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
you was just, right. You was the typical, I ain't saying, I don't mean it this the wrong way, but the typical black John.
Yeah, like how Vivica don't work out.
Right. You think that you going to be that bitch for forever. Nah.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I do like about time. It fuck women up. Bro, you ever seen a bitch that you maybe have wanted to holler at in high school, middle school, and you actually see the bitch now?
Yeah.
Nigga, I done seen 3 Jones, okay? Since I had the Mustang. You don't remember me? I know I don't.
You don't even know how they look.
I know.
You know how they look back then,
bitch,
not now.
One bitch I tried to holler at, bro, and the bitch was like, "You ain't got no car." I'm like, "Well, damn, I'm in high school." The bitch was like, "Well, that ain't no excuse." And fucking, okay, all right, cool. Dick down, bitch, fat, soggy looking. I'm in CVS with my mom. I'm clean too. The bitch was just looking to the point where my mom was like, "We left out." My mom was like, "Did you know that girl?" I was like, "Nah, I don't think so." She was like, "Well, why she kept looking at you like that?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I know. I ain't tell her, but I knew who it was. That's the bitch." So I'm like, "Damn, that's the bitch I hollered back in the day." And I was in high school. And she was like, "You ain't got no car." Okay.
Yeah, bitches be getting it fucked up.
Double chin, arms fat. You got on the look. The bitch was embarrassed too because she ain't look right. Yeah. Like, you know how bitches just leave to go to the store real quick? It looked like that's what she did.
Yeah.
But when I seen, I looked, and I was just like,
you got some bitches leave to go to the store, they ass and all that shit show. They decent still.
They decent. Nah, this bitch wasn't decent. Bitch was hit. This bitch needed to go home, shower, do her hair, beat her face, iron out her clothes, put on her best outfit, bro. And I hate bitches that got to do all that. I like a bitch that could just
pop up bad.
Just, yup.
And that's another thing, like,
she, even when she wake up in the morning or whatever, her face may be a little, she still look bad. She still look good.
I want a skinny bitch in a gym, bitch. I can't fuck with no bitch that gained too much weight, because it's going to be over for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it all the way funky. It's going to be over for you. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to really wife that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah.
Because they not, you ain't going to get the best out of them. It's like, by the time another nigga dicked them down when they was young, now they older.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, you know what? For me, this is going to be the greatest revenge. Because half the bitches that's going to be my age, even Jersey, like, she going to fall off. I ain't saying she going to get fat, but her face and everything going to change, bro. And it ain't going to be the pretty black girl, the pretty dark skinned girl. You just gonna be another black chick. That's what you gonna be with a nice body that niggas is gonna wanna fuck. But then after a while, niggas gonna be like, "I'm done with you. You're getting older."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when as a man gets older, he looks better. As a woman gets older, she don't take care of herself. What happens?
She falls off.
She falls the fuck off. And guess what? When a woman falls off, it's harder for them to come back. Always remember that, bro. Always remember that. When a bitch fall off, it is always harder for her to bounce back than a man.
Why is that?
Because, bro, the genetics, what they eat, you know what I'm saying? Bitches don't want to work, don't want to really put in the work like that. I told you, my wife. How are you complaining that you got a little pudge, a belly?
It's going to get bigger, though.
Right, but you don't work out, and you barely really eat. So what the fuck are you doing? I don't understand that shit, yo. Like, what the fuck? I ain't trying to be looking at your belly and shit. You know what I mean? Then the titties dropping a little bit. Like, no. The fuck? I ain't body shaming you, but what I'm saying is, like, yo, it's you got about a good maybe 5 to 6 years left on you. Real rap, before things start changing and you're not exercising to make your arms tight, to make your shoulders look nice, or even a nice little toned back. Something.
It's a something.
I mean, damn, bitch, you want to grab on my arms and touch my shoulders and grab my chest and shit like that. All that's cool, but I don't want to be grabbing on your stomach.
See, you dicking her down and making a skirt benefit her, but, like, even if she getting off, you ain't really getting off because you gonna dick her down because that's your job or to get your nut off, but you ain't really desiring the passion and into it like Jersey because it don't look good.
It ain't the same.
Because some bitches be having tone backs. You see their back dimples, like they thighs and all that shit.
Thick thighs, right? They be
toned.
Nice little shape thighs
Shit. Yeah, what you call that shit? Very close veins and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? No cellulite.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? And she got that.
Women be crazy, cuz.
Women be crazy, bro. And they be having these fucking standards on you.
No, see, what happened is they get stuck. They be nice looking, but they never had that gym upbringing, so they don't know how to get back.
They don't like to be physically active, though.
Yeah,
bro.
But they never learn how to get back, though. So once they stuck, they still thinking they bad and they not.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up, man. All
right, bro. I'm going to holler at you.
Get up here.
I got it.
All right, good looking. My nigga. I got to stay up.
Yeah, bro. You be safe, all right?
You too.